Have you heard of or worn Allbirds? They're shoes from a San Francisco-based company that has grown from a 2014 Kickstarter campaign into a billion-dollar brand in just 5 years. The shoes are made from renewable materials like wool, eucalyptus fiber, and sugarcane. Co-founder and CEO Tim Brown joins me now as part of our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's great to have you. And before you started Allbirds, you were a professional soccer player. You went to the 2010 FIFA World Cup as New Zealand's vice captain. And then you co-founded Allbirds following a Kickstarter project back in 2014. How did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, I was playing football for a living, or soccer, in the Australian A-League. And one of the great benefits of playing professional sport was you got lots of free gear. And the original kernel of the idea that was to become Allbirds was really a reaction to heavily logoed sportswear and apparel that I had to wear all the time as part of my job. And I started chipping away at what really could only be described as a curiosity project probably back in 2007.
And what were you looking for?
I was looking, at least initially, for a really simple sneaker, and the design challenge was, if you were going to make one pair of sneakers, what would it look like? And I set out to do that. In one of my off seasons, visited my first footwear factory and found an industry that's incredibly old-fashioned in the way that it makes product. The way shoes are made hasn't really changed in decades, and tends to default to making products out of not very nice synthetics. And so saw an opportunity to innovate with materials on top of that design thesis, and then set about making some shoes that I sold to my teammates initially.
But what you were looking for was simplicity.
Simplicity, and what I discovered was an opportunity with materials, and then ultimately a different type of business model. And Allbirds now is direct to consumer, so we sell shoes only through our own channels. We now have 11 retail stores globally and our own website, but we avoided wholesale, which is traditionally where most of footwear goes, and that allowed us the margin room to invest in materials that were better for the environment. So it became the real opportunity we saw is to sort of merge this idea of materials that were better for the environment with a different type of business model that made it possible.
Well, let's talk about that, the materials. You published the formula for the sugarcane-based sweet foam in your shoes. Tell us what's different about your shoes than the other sneakers that are out there on the market.
Yeah, EVA is one of the most commonly used materials in footwear. It's on the bottom of every pair of sneakers that you could imagine, and it's made from petroleum-derived products. And we found a way to take the petrol out and swap it with sugarcane, and the byproduct of the production of ethanol, which is actually, it works out carbon negative in its raw form. And it was an innovation we brought to market last year and something that we made open source to the entire footwear industry to use, which, you know, for a traditionally the footwear space is about secrecy and keeping things to yourself. But our purpose and our mission is around, you know, tackling this climate crisis with products that are made more sustainably. And so that necessitates sort of a different approach.
What about the cost of doing that? Because that's often the reason that companies don't opt for the more environmentally sustainable option.
Yeah, it is more expensive, but we're able to invest in that through a direct business model. So there's no wholesale in between, which gives us the margin room to pay up for these materials. And part of the thinking with sharing it is that not only does that get it out to more people and have, you know, it also reduces the cost as more people adopt it. So, I mean, I think oftentimes the conversation around sustainability is one of emotion, where actually, you know, we sort of think it's best tackled as a rational economic discussion, and ways are found to kind of do both, do things that are better for the business and better for the environment at the same time.
Now, the other thing that people say about Allbirds is that they're comfortable. They're like walking on a cloud. Don't you actually have a tagline that says something about a cloud?
Yeah, so it was one of the things we discovered along the way, that comfort is the number one reason why people buy shoes, and it's often equated with ugly.
Right, you don't want to be wearing comfortable shoes because they're not going to
exactly
be
exactly right. Yeah, but the idea that the materials that we were exploring, the natural, sustainable materials, actually also made a better comfort experience was a real unlock on the journey to kind of build the business, because people don't buy sustainable products, they buy great ones. So, we, you know, on the 1st of March 2016, Allbirds was born after nearly seven or eight years of experiments, and we sold one shoe made of New Zealand Merino wool, and they were really comfortable, and it kind of just caught on.
How did you get so big so quick? You just said 2016. It's kind of amazing, because now you see people wearing Allbirds all over the place. How did you get so big so fast?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, I mean, in some ways we're as surprised as anyone. We started the business, Joey and I, my co-founder, here in San Francisco. Our wives were best friends at university, and we came together to build the business, and he helped capture the early experiments and shape it into, you know, the business that it is today. And we launched with him and I think three or four other people working out of his mother-in-law's house in San Rafael, and it just kind of took off. And in the first week, Time magazine called the shoes the most comfortable in the world, and which is a good moment. And it's just gone from there. And now the team is nearly 350 people with offices in China and a team on the ground in the UK, and still selling a very small amount of products relatively. And but you know, I think we've been blown away by the reception to it.
How much did social media, and in particular Instagram, have to do with your growth? Because a lot of people who ended up buying Allbirds found them because they showed up in their ads on Instagram.
I think it was a relatively small part. I mean, this was driven by word of mouth and people telling other people about a product that did something differently than all the rest, and maybe stood for something that the others didn't. And that's, you know, we could never have paid for the type of growth that we've had. This has been something that we imagined and planned for, certainly, but has been fueled by people sharing this within their own networks. This is not a narrow San Francisco or a New York story. It's much broader than that, and it's all ages, all demographics, all different walks of life, and that's not usually how you write a business plan. And so this idea that this that one of the most surprising things has been the universal idea of simple design and comfort and this larger purpose of sustainability has appealed to a lot of different people.
It has appealed to a lot of different people, but it did start with the popularity among tech workers, right? That people in your area around San Francisco were early adopters of Allbirds.
Yeah, they were one part of it, and there was this community of people that, you know, for whatever reason, it became part of their uniform and still is, and that's been great to see. Our biggest market has been New York from the outset and remains so.
A lot of walking in New York.
A lot of walking, yeah. It's kind of this thing's taken on a life of its own in an amazing special way.
Do you consider Allbirds a tech company?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think we're a material innovation company. I think sometimes when you're forced to sort of kind of wrap something up in such a succinct way, it sounds a little manufactured. But at the end of the day, the thing that we're trying to do is use materials that haven't really been used in footwear before in different sorts of ways. And we started with wool, and we've added another upper material made out of eucalyptus fiber, and added a sole material, as we talked about, made from sugarcane. And that's the exciting bit. And obviously there's an enormous sort of design and style component to it all too, but that's the thing that I think that we're doing that no one else really is doing in our space.
And you make the shoes in Italy, right?
The wool is knitted for us in Italy, mm-hmm. Which is New Zealand merino, and the eucalyptus fiber comes from South Africa. The sugar cane from Brazil. So it's very, very much, very, very quickly a global supply chain that's actually very, very complicated and difficult to do.
Why not just make everything in the United States?
I just think that's probably a little naive and impossible to do. It depends on your category, obviously. But in the case of footwear, we couldn't be making the product that we wanted. Initially, I tried to do that in New Zealand when this thing first started, and it was impossible. And I would like to say probably for now, as things stand, impossible in the States too, which is to say prohibitively expensive without the infrastructure and the knowledge base to actually do that. Over time that may change, but at the moment we've kind of gone to the best places in the world to find the best materials and focused deeply on the idea of sea shipping to connect the dots on that to limit the impact, and that's been our approach.
Has the trade war affected you at all?
Yeah, it has, and that's a day-to-day thing and not ideal, but look, there's lots of other people in that boat too.
What shoes did you wear when you were growing up?
You know, in New Zealand, it was really, really hard to kind of find simple. There was this really small old brand that some people will remember. It's more of a European story called Bata Bullets, which were like a very, very old, really simple trainer. And there was Chuck Taylors and not too much else in terms of simplicity. And then I started playing sport, and I wore everything with a giant logo on it. So now that we've started Allbirds, what people don't tell you about starting a footwear brand is you've got to wear your shoes every single day. So it's a better incentive than anything to make a product that you like.
I want to just ask you one more question, just out of curiosity. Is there any international market that's been particularly surprising to you or difficult to break into, or they've taken to the shoes faster than you thought they would, or anything like that?
Oh, it's difficult not to give a shout out to New Zealand. I mean, that's where the idea was born, and we launched the shoes initially online in America and New Zealand only, which was kind of complicated for us out of the gate. But it was important that mum could buy a pair and that we rewarded where this thing had sort of come from. And the reaction there has been incredible. And I like to sort of say I knew we were on the right track when we got a new Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. She's 37, and she.
I think the whole world knows her now because of her reaction to the shooting there.
Yeah. She's doing a great job, and she met the Australian Prime Minister for the first time and gifted him a pair of Allbirds. And mum rang me and said, "You've made it." And so, the reaction to New Zealand has been great. And we just opened our first retail store down there in Auckland, which was special and had an amazing reaction too. So that's a good story, and long may that continue.
That is Tim Brown, the co-founder and co-CEO of Allbirds. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Great to chat.